हरि जाया गिरिवारधारि यशोदानन्दना व्रजनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना व्रजनरञ्जना यमुनातीरा वनचारी यमुनातीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधवा कुञ्जविहारी जयो राधा कुञ्जविहारी ओपि जनवल्लभा गिरिवारधारी जया विजनवल्लभा गिरिवारधारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। इधर से कदक छोटा हो जाए, छोटा हो जाता, छोटा हो गया। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 टेक्स्ट 16। आई थिंक वर्स इज आल्सो ऑन देयर बोर्ड। एतत् पदं तज्जगत् आत्मनः परं सकृत् विभातं सवितुर् यथा प्रभा यथा वशो यथा सवो जाग्रति सुप्तशक्ति तयो द्रव्यक्रिया ज्ञानविधा भ्रमात्ययः। एतत्पदं जगत् एतत्पदं तज्जगदात्मनः परम् एतत्पदं तज्जगदात्मनः परम् सकृत् विभातं सवितुर्यथा प्रभा यथा प्रभा सकृत् विभातं सवितुर्यथा प्रभा यथा सवो जाग्रति सुप्तशक्तयो यथा सवो जाग्रति सुप्तशक्तयो द्रव्यक्रिया ज्ञानभिधा ब्रह्मात्मयः। द्रव्यक्रिया ज्ञानभिधा ब्रह्मात्ययः। एतत्पदं तज्जगदात्मनः परम् सकृत् विभातं सवितुर्यथा प्रभा यथा सवो जाग्रति सुप्तशक्तयो द्रव्यक्रियाज्ञानभिधा ब्रह्मात्मयः। एतत्पदं तज्जगदात्मनः परम् सकृत् विभातं सवितुर्यथा प्रभा यदा सवो जाग्रति सुप्तशक्तयो द्रव्यक्रियाज्ञानभिधा ब्रह्मात्ययः। वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् एतत् दिस् कास्मिक् मेनिफेस्टेशन् पदं प्लेस् आफ् हेबिटेशन् दैट जगतात्मनः ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड परम ट्रांसेंडेंटल सकृत समटाइम्स विभातम मैनिफेस्टेड सवितु ऑफ द सन यथा यास प्रभा सनशाइन यथा एज असवह द सेंसेस जागृति बिकम मैनिफेस्ट सुप्त इनएक्टिव शक्तयः एनर्जीज द्रव्य फिजिकल एलिमेंट्स क्रिया एक्टिविटीज ज्ञान नॉलेज विधा भ्रमा differences from misunderstanding atyayah passing away translation purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai translation just as the sunshine is non different from the sun the cosmic manifestation is also non different from the supreme personality of godhead the supreme personality is therefore all pervasive within this material creation When the senses are active, they appear to be part and parcel of the body. But when the body is asleep, their activities are unmanifest. Similarly, the whole cosmic creation appears different and yet non-different from the Supreme Person. So we offer our prayers and then we'll start with purports. We'll read 16 and 17 we'll cover. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वी वेलकम ऑल फॉर द मॉर्निंग श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास सीकिंग प्रेयर्स एंड ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल वैष्णवास हु आर प्रेजेंट हु आर ऑनलाइन हियरिंग ऑन एफएम So we are discussing from Canto 4, Chapter 31, 16 and 17 verses. So this chapter is entitled as Narada Instructs the Prachetas. So we will discuss the context and then discuss about this section, the current section. And then we will discuss more about the current two verses talking about philosophy of the creation. How Narada Muni is explaining to Prachetas. So the context is, you might be hearing from many days, that Prachetas, they left the kingdom after ruling for many, many years, thousands of years, celestial years. And then as predicted by the Lord Himself, that He will rule the whole kingdom, and then being disgusted by the material activities, He will renounce the kingdom and He will come to me later on. So accordingly, they left the kingdom, and when they left the kingdom and they were doing austerities again in the forest, then Narada Muni approached. Narada Muni, by his own will, free will, he came to instruct again Prajetas. Of course, previously Lord Shiva instructed them before doing austerities. This time Narada Muni came to instruct them in devotional service. They were doing pranayam, all the austerities. So by seeing Narada Muni, they were very much respectful, offered obeisances and giving all the reception, great reception to Narada Muni. And they inquired from Narada Muni. So we almost forgot what Vishnu and Lord Shiva told us. I mean, we forgot while ruling this kingdom, because of entangling in material activities, we all forgot what was instructed to us. You please enlighten us. So then Narada Muni was explaining. Especially Narada Muni glorified the path of devotional service, how it is so great. And while explaining the previous verses from first two till 14 verses, how devotional service is so glorious is explained. Without devotional service, all other things are useless. So many things are explained. So many things are Narada Muni explaining, that they are all useless. All Vedic study, all the analysis, analytical study of matter, severe austerity, acceptance of sannyas, or the study of Vedic literature. So all these, he explains, I think, 2-3 verses. From 10 to 12, 3-4 verses he explains, all are useless if they are not leading to devotional service. Even the janma, even the initiations also, three kinds of janma he explains in the text 10. So all these are all useless unless they are leading one to devotional service. Neha yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirdhapada sevaya jivan napi mutohisaha. In the third canto it comes, where Kapil Muni section, unless karma is leading to dharma and dharma is leading to viraga, the detachment, and that final detachment, the goal of detachment, natirdhapada sevayai, tirdhapada seva, the lotus feet of serving, the lotus feet of the Lord, unless it is leading to that one, the renunciation leading to that tirdhapada seva, jivannapi mutoisa, one is living dead. So the devotional service is the conclusion. So that's how Narada Muni is instructing. Now, this section 15 to 17, three verses. So after saying that without devotional service to the Lord, everything is useless, then he explains how exactly it starts with. In of course, he gives the wonderful verse, the famous verse, how as watering the root of the tree in text 14, famous verse, yatataror moola nisechanena. Just like we water the root of the tree, just like by watering the root of the tree, every branch, every leaf is nourished. Similarly, we need to worship the Supreme Lord, who is the root of everything. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives, okay, this example may seem that somebody may say, okay, I am okay with watering the root, and also I can water also the trees and branches and leaves. I have the capacity. So someone can claim that. So I can worship Vishnu also, I can worship all other demigods, all others also. That's why Narada Muni is quoting the second example, which is saying that the senses are nourished by giving food to the stomach. So in this example, you cannot nourish the senses just by keeping the food in the senses, just like holding the food in the hand, its body is not nourished. So that example is given. That's how Vishnu Chakravarti explains that the second example is befitting more. Just by supplying the food to the stomach, All other senses are satisfied. So that's how Narada Muni explains in conclusion how by serving the Supreme Lord, everything else is taken care. That is the root. So in text 15 and 16 and 17, they explain how Supreme Lord is the cause of creation, maintenance and destruction. So text 15 explains how He is the source. And He is the, everything comes from Him and everything is annihilated in Him. He gives example of two examples He gives. Just like water is generated from the sun, just like in summer water evaporated by the sun. And again in the rainy season, the water is again brought down by the clouds. So the clouds are created by sun itself. So similarly, the Lord's creation also. I read the translation. During the rainy season, water is generated from the sun, and in due course of time, during the summer season, the very same water is again absorbed by the sun. Similarly, all the living entities, moving and inert, are generated from the earth, and again, after some time, they are all returned to the earth as dust. Similarly, everything emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in due course of time, everything enters into Him again. So, this he explains, in the 15th verse, he is explaining that how everything is emanating from Him and everything is going into Him again. Just as he gives second example of earth, he gives just like living entities, moving and inert, like bodies basically. Of course, living entity is always eternal. But here the context of bodies, how everything is emanating from earth, and everything is again goes back to earth. So similarly, everything comes from the Supreme Lord, emanates from the Supreme Lord. So that is more explained in 16 and 17. Let us see the 16th. Just as sunshine is non-different from the sun, the cosmic manifestation also non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore all-pervasive within the material creation. When the senses are active, there are two examples are given here. The sun example and the body example to explain how Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive. Just like sunshine is all-pervasive, though sun is there at one place, but sunshine is all-pervading. Similarly, Supreme Lord is there in one place, but at the same time He expands throughout the universe. So second example is given of the body. When the body is active, all the senses are active, they are awakened state. But when the body is asleep, though the senses are existing, but they are not in awakened state, there appears to be unmanifested. They are not working in actuality. So that's how it explained the creation, how it is different at the same time non-different from the Supreme Lord. So I read the purport. This confirms the philosophy Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneously one and different, propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is simultaneously different and non-different from this cosmic manifestation. In a previous verse, it has been explained that Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the root of a tree, is the original cause of everything. It was also explained how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive. He is present within everything in this material manifestation. Since the energy of Supreme Lord is non-different from Him, this material cosmic manifestation is also non-different from Him, although it appears different. The sunshine is non-different from the sun itself, but it's simultaneously also different. The sunshine is not different from sun itself, but it is simultaneously also different. One may be in the sunshine, but he is not on the sun itself. Those who live in this material world are living on the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they cannot see Him personally in the material condition. So Prabhupada is explaining Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, how it's simultaneously one and different. from the creation. The Supreme Lord is simultaneously one and different from the creation. So the example of Kardamuni in the section of third canto 31st chapter, where he explains when he was requested by Brahma. So he was praying to the Lord, he was performing his austerities. When the Lord appeared before him, he offered prayers. So two prayers exactly mentions about how Lord creates this universe and why he creates. Let us see the two verses, very beautiful and exactly coinciding the context here. So Kardamuni is saying, my dear Lord, you alone create the universes. O Personality of Godhead, desiring to create these universes, you create them, maintain them, and again wind up them by your own energies, which are under the control of your second energy called Yogamaya. Just as a spider creates a cobweb by its own energy and again winds it up. So here Kardamuni is explaining the example of spider. Just like a spider creates its own web by its own saliva, and again it winds up. So one may say that the spider creates for what purpose? Spider creates a web. What is the purpose of spider? What is the purpose? Yeah, correct. For its own enjoyment. For its own survival, whatever. But it's for its own enjoyment, it's to trap the prey. But the next verse clarifies how Lord is not creating for his own enjoyment. Just like spider creates for his own enjoyment or for his own survival. But Kardamuni is explaining in the next verse, my dear Lord, although it is not your desire, you manifest this creation of gross and subtle elements just for our sensual satisfaction. Let your causeless mercy be upon us, for you have appeared before us in your eternal form, adorned with a splendid wreath of tulsi leaves. So here is clarifying, though spider creates for its own enjoyment and its own survival, but Lord is not creating for his own enjoyment. Definitely, it's one understanding is that it's a leela of the Lord, but it's for the sake of the conditioned souls who are trying to lord it over material nature, who has a desire to enjoy separate from the Lord. So the Lord creates this material universes for the sake of living entities, to reform the living entities. So this world is considered like a prison compared to a prison many a times. Durgam. So it's kind of a prison for the living entity. So that's how the Lord is creation. Of course, Prabhupada also clarifies here in this purport that the spider. In the text 19, Prabhupada clarifies why the creation happens. Yeah, just as a spider example is given, Prabhupada clarifies, I think here or somewhere, where the same example, same understanding he gives, that because we are rebelling against the Supreme Lord, that's why the Lord is creating all the universes. For our sake, for our reformation. So that's the understanding of Prabhupada gives. Of course, Kardamuni is saying about Yeah, in this part, what he's saying here, you see. So it is clearly stated here that the material world is not created by the personal will of the Supreme Lord. It is created by his external energy because the living entities want to enjoy it. Of course, directly he is not willing, but of course everything is under will of the Lord. But at the same time, it is not because of his direct will, but it is the will of living entities who want to enjoy it. This material world is not created for those who do not want to enjoy sense gratification, who constantly remain in transcendental loving service, and who are eternally Krishna conscious. For them, the spiritual world is eternally existing and they enjoy there. So the material world is created just like spider creates the web. Supreme Lord creates it and winds it up, but it's not for his enjoyment, but it's our enjoyment at the same time for our reformation also. Giving enjoyment at the same time, giving a facility to reform ourselves. So that's how the creation aspect is explained. So one more point I want to just mention, how this creation aspect is explained. Prabhupada explains when Supreme Lord is all pervading in this universe. That's how Prabhupada, the verse is explaining. Though the sun is at one place, but again the whole sunshine is there. The Supreme Lord is all pervading in this universe. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pashyati tasyaham pranashyami sachamena pranashyati. So Supreme Lord is all pervading. So 431. 16. So he's all pervading throughout the universe, just as sunshine pervades entire universe. So Prabhupada explains in the Path of Perfection book that Krishna has many, many energies. This is Vivartavad and Shakti Parinamvad. That's how we understand how Krishna. The Vivartavad is of impersonalists, where they say that he, Supreme Lord himself, transforms and he becomes impersonal after becoming transformed into the different manifestations. Just like they give you example of a paper, just like we take a paper, this is one. If you tear into different parts and make it to pieces, and nothing, no more paper remains after becoming parts. So that's how they explain, but Vyasadeva explained Shakti Parinamvad, how Supreme Lord has different multifarious energies. Multifarious energy, I think there is one shloka in Upanishads, I'm not remembering immediately. He has multifarious energies, how they are working on the foundation of the Supreme Lord. The energies are always different, multifarious energies are working. So that's how Prabhupada also explains by giving an example of electrical energy. Prabhupada explains in book, Supreme Lord has one energy ultimately, but that one energy acts in different ways. Here he writes that in a higher sense, there is no matter at all. Everything is spiritual because Krishna is spiritual and matter is one of the energies of Krishna. Matter is also spiritual. Krishna is totally spiritual and spirit comes from spirit. However, because the living entities are misusing this energy, that is, using it for something other than Krishna's purposes, it becomes materialized and so we call it matter. So the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement is to re-spiritualize this energy. So that's how Prabhupada gives one more this example of electrical energy. Just like electrician uses electrical energy in two different ways. Either he makes it a heater or he makes it a cooler. Just like we have Prabhupada's Vyasan heater is there. And in summer we use as AC. Though, yeah, inside we have altar, we have AC. So same electrical energy used by electrician, but in two different ways. So both heating purposes and cooling purposes. The energy is same. So Prabhupada explaining here in many exam in many in purports also that Krishna can turn anything to anything. He can turn the matter into spirit, and he can turn spirit into matter. In one sense. So, but here especially because we are using something other than Krishna's purposes, it appears to be matter. So from this purport we understand that Krishna is all pervading, and because it's all Krishna is all pervading and it belongs to Krishna, the main purpose of this universe is to engage everything in Krishna's service. That is the point of devotional service. That is the bhakti. So because everything belongs to Krishna, everything has to be utilized in Krishna's service. If a rich man has his own possessions, his own property, his own cars, his own bungalow, his own company and all, because he has everything in his possession, everything for his own enjoyment, right? Whatever he possesses, it's for his own enjoyment. So similarly, because Krishna possesses everything, it's Krishna's, everything is Krishna's, so it should be utilized for Krishna's service. And because we also belongs to Krishna, not only the material world, and we all living in it is mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. We are also part and parcel of Krishna. We are also meant for serving Krishna. So not only everything should be utilized in Krishna's service, also me, the living entity, has to engage in Krishna's service. That is the ultimate perfection of everything and everyone. So that's the main point here that Prabhupada explains, that how Krishna is expanded throughout the universe and how he should be recognized, and ultimately everything has to be utilized in Krishna's service. So that is the this verse mainly talking about how Krishna is expanding. The 15th verse is saying that how Krishna is the source of everything, and the 16th verse is saying how Krishna is the essence of everything. Krishna is in the 10th chapter also, Bhagavad Gita explains how he is the essence of everything manifested, which is great and splendorous. So now let us see the 17th verse. In 17th, Krishna is explaining how, though he is the source of everything, but he is not affected by the change that happens, affected by the creation. The translation says, "My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appears as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear." So now this example, here it's mentioned how though Krishna is the source, just like sun is a source of darkness, sun is a source of illumination, sun is a source of clouds. Even Vishnu Chakra Thakur mentions sun is a source of snow. The snow also is a creation of the sun. So everything is a creation of the sun. In fact, in sense that sun is the material cause, it's causing all this, but still sun is separate from all this. It's not affected by all this. Still is beyond. We are affected by all this. In winter, we are affected by too much cold, and especially in winter nights, it's dark and it's cold and it's difficult. And darkness is a source of fearfulness. So, but when there is sunshine, when there is illumination, there is no any fear. Chakravarti explains the darkness is when generally we fear of thieves, especially in villages and many, many countries. If there is darkness, then there is a fear of thieves. But when there is illumination, there is no any fear of thieves. So similarly, here explained how sun is not affected by all these creations. Similarly, Supreme Lord is not affected by all these tamas, rajas and sattva. Though he is the source of everything, he is not affected by all these changes. So Prabhupada explains the same point when the electrical example, how the living entity is, how the external energy is manifested both. He can turn external energy into internal energy by his will. Same as gives example of electrician. So how Krishna conscious person, his perspective, he explains in one of the purports. When a devotee sees the tree's body is material energy, and the devotee automatically questions, whose energy? It's Krishna's energy. Therefore, the tree is connected to Krishna. Being a living entity, the tree is part and parcel of Krishna. In this way, the Krishna conscious person does not see the tree, but sees Krishna's presence. Krishna is present. So that's how he sees, he is all-pervading. At the same time, he is different from all this. That's how he is present in this universe. At the same time, he is apart from this, staying in his own abode. So I read the purport in 17th. Darkness, illumination and clouds sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they are disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky, sometimes we see clouds, sometimes rainfall, sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes day, sometimes illumination and sometimes darkness. All these exist due to sun, but the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the total cosmic manifestation, he is unaffected by the material existence. Prabhupada quoting from Bhagavad Gita, how bhumi rapo nalo vayu kham mano buddhire vacha, how everything is external manifestation of his own energies. So Chaitanya Charitamrita also mentions this beautiful example of Chintamani. Just like Chintamani is a stone which can transform any metal into gold, it can change the transformation, it can bring the transformation of other things which it comes in contact with. But the Chintamani doesn't change itself. The stone itself is a Chintamani. It can cause the change, but it doesn't change itself. That's how the example is given, how the Supreme Lord, he doesn't change. Though he can manifest different changes, he can cause the different changes. He is the cause of different manifestations like sattva, raja and tama. But he is not undergoing any of these modes. He is not undergoing any of these transformations. That's how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in the section where he was talking about when he talks about the creation, the source of creation. So he gives this beautiful analogy of Chintamani. Prakrita vastute yadi achinta shakti hoy, Ishwarera achintya shakti ite ki vismay. If there is such an inconceivable potency in the material objects, why should we not believe in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Prakrita vastute. Prakrita vastu, what is prakrita vastu? Here is mentioned. Tathapi achintya shakti hoy avikari prakrita chintamani tate drishtanta yaidhari. Using the example of a touchstone, which by its energy turns iron into gold and yet remains the same, we can understand that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead transforms his innumerable energies, it remains unchanged. So the Chintamani gem causing the transformation of any metal into gold, but still it doesn't undergo any change. Similarly, Supreme Lord also, he is giving a reason that this is a material example. The Chintamani is material in one sense. It has such a potency to transform something into gold. What to speak of Supreme Lord? He has such a spiritual potency. So that's how Supreme Lord, though he is the cause of this material manifestation, he doesn't undergo the changes. He remains self-same. So that's how he is understood that he is different. He is apart from this changes that is happening in this material world. Prabhupada continues. Although the material or physical elements, I'll show you here. Although the material or physical elements are the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. The Vedanta Sutra confirms this. Janmadhyasyataha. So this first canto, first chapter, first verse. Janmadhyasyato anvayatitratas chardesh abhignaswarat. Tene brahma hrudaya adhikavaye muhyantiyat suraya. Tejo vari mudam yatavinimayo yatratya sargomrusha dhamna svena sadani rastakohakam satyam param dhimahi. So, Krishna is the source of all the creation, but he is not affected by these changes. Tejo vari mudam yatavinimayo yatratya sargomrusha. So, there may be changes in the creation. There are creation, maintenance, and destruction, but he is not affected by all this. So, that is Prabhupada is mentioning here. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in His spiritual energy and is not affected by material emanations. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. So Prabhupada once, the first ever flight Prabhupada took from New York to, I think, San Francisco. So after landing, he said, the sun is always shines above the clouds. So, I mean, first time he was flying. So after the flight, he mentioned this statement, the sun always shines above the clouds. So beyond this material creation, Krishna is always there. So, in our life also, we may see many, many times, we are just trying to understand some lesson from here, how sun is always shining above the clouds, above the darkness, above all snow. So, in life, we may have different phases. Sometimes dark phases, some are very difficult phases, which are compared to clouds or darkness. So, that time, it's just because, just like in winter, in darkness, in a winter night, there is a darkness is there, there is a bitter cold is there, we are suffering. It's just because that we are unable to access the sun. We are either suffering physically because of the cold, or because of darkness, we may be having a fear inside because of the darkness. That's just because we are unable to access the sun in the present circumstances, because it's a winter season and it's darkness, it's not daytime. So the sun is not existing right now, and sun is existing, but sun is existing somewhere else. We are unable to access it. So that's why we are suffering because of the cold and having fear because of the darkness. But if we can access the sun, then we can immediately freed from all the fear and at the same time the bitter cold. We can feel the warmth. So Krishna is always compared to the sun. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar. So whenever we have some difficulties, we will have difficulties in life, and we will go through so many phases of life, which are very difficult even to understand why we are going through, and how we are going through, and what to do in many circumstances. We may not be able to access the sun or Krishna by our own endeavors, but if we take shelter of either the senior devotees and trying to take counseling from them or trying to hear from spiritual master or Prabhupada, we need to access the sun, Krishna. Then only we can become free from the fear or from the difficulties. Otherwise, it's on our own, it's very difficult. So the phases will always be coming and going, but we need to try to access the sun as much as possible. We keep always in sunshine. That's why Krishna Surya Samaya Handakar Jaha Krishna Taha Mayarana Adhikar. So that's how we need to keep always ourselves in the sunshine of Krishna. So Prabhupada continuing here that although he is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, he is still Parama, the transcendental, and his form is Sachidananda, eternal spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything, and this is the verdict of all scripture. Krishna is the remote cause, and the material cause, and the material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is immediate cause of cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayana Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of earthen pot is earth. So Prabhupada is giving two more examples to make us understand how Krishna doesn't undergo change. Only the material nature is causing them. Just like he is giving an example of nipples on the neck of a goat. People understand, they think that the nipples can give milk. No. And he is also giving example of a potter. The earth on the wheel makes different parts. But earth is not the cause. Definitely it's one of the cause. The upadana karan, the material cause is the earth. But the remote cause, the ultimate cause is who is the wheeler, the person who is the potter, who is rotating the wheel. He is the main cause. So, that's how Prabhupada is giving a beautiful example to understand how Krishna is the remote cause, who is causing everything. But the material nature is like an instrument, from which it's all manifested. Material energy is one of the Krishna's multifarious energies, which he uses to create these universes for the sake of all the living entities. So that's how he creates for our sake, but at the same time, he is the controller of everything. That's how Prabhupada is quoting here that Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Under my direction, everything is moving. So when we understand this, when we understand that Krishna is the ultimate controller, Krishna is the ultimate a proprietor, ultimate enjoyer, then we use everything, whatever in our possession, we use for Krishna's service and we become perfect in our lives. Just like with one example we will conclude. Last year, I heard this incident happened in GEV. So many visitors visit our GEV, especially in summer we have so many mangoes. All around we see so many mangoes. And one visitor happened to see so many mangoes in our near SBT with on the tree. Because so many mangoes are seen and he thought, nobody is there. Then he plucked many mangoes and he was keeping. So one security was seeing from a distance. He was caught. And the incident happened and whatever happened, whatever has to be done is done. So the example is that if a person sees something, if I don't see the owner, then immediately the enjoying mentality comes into picture. Let us suppose if you are walking in a village and if you say mango tree, wonderful mangoes, now the summer is coming, the wonderful mangoes, ripened mangoes we see on the tree, immediately we see, "Arey, let us have one mango." But if we see the tree is inside a compound, and immediately we will have a, if an intelligent person is there, then he will think, "Okay, it's not belongs to me, the owner may be there inside." So then it's difficult, and he will not dare to go inside and try to pluck it. But if he's walking by in an open, if he's passing by after village, let us suppose there are many trees, mango trees. If he sees, then he thinks that I am the enjoyer, immediately plucks and eats it. So this example is given by His Holiness Bhakti Premaraj to explain that how everything belongs to Krishna in this world. And the moment we don't see the proprietor or who is the real owner, they will have the tendency to enjoy. So that's how we are caught up. So Krishna also explains in 13th chapter, unless you see the Paramatma in everyone's heart, your mind will be disturbed. You will be degraded by the mind. 13.29, he says that one should see the super soul existing in everyone's heart. He is the proprietor, he is the owner of everyone and everything. Unless we perceive, then we will be degraded by the mind. And it is the actual knowledge, Krishna concludes in 4.35, after giving that Tadviti Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya, the result should be that you should be able to, with this knowledge, once you gain the knowledge from a spiritual master, you should be able to see everything and anyone in connection with me. That is the perfection of knowledge, gaining from spiritual master. That is the real perfection of knowledge, when we try to see everything and everyone in connection with Krishna. By that we will be not encroached on the property of others, Isha Avasham Idam Sarvam. At the same time, we utilize everything in Krishna service. So we conclude here. So we just recap, in the sense that we saw how Krishna is the source of everything in text 15, saying that how everything emanates from Krishna and everything is winds up in Krishna, just like a spider creates web and at the same time winds it up. But spider creates for his own enjoyment. But Supreme Lord, as Kardamuni mentioning, praying to the Lord that you don't create for your own enjoyment, these worlds. These worlds are created for our own enjoyment, sensual satisfaction. So how Krishna is, text 16 says how Krishna is all-pervading. The example of sunshine is given. How Krishna is all-pervading within the universe. And at the same time, though he is all-pervading, everything is emanating from Krishna. Text 17 says that he doesn't undergo change. Just as example of the Chintamani example is given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that he doesn't undergo change. He is always self-manifested. He is always separate from, he is always situated in his own Swarupa, Sachidananda Swarupa. Thank you. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shilpa Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.